Maize has emerged as one of the most important crops in Asia, driving food, feed, and industrial uses. At the same time, extreme weather, transboundary diseases and pests, resource constraints, and market volatility are placing higher demands on stable maize supply and sustainable development in Asia. The future of maize sector in Asia will depend increasingly on how quickly countries can share science, technologies, and resources to effectively respond to the changing climate, experts emphasized at the 14th Asian Maize Conference, AMC, in Chengdu, China. The 14th AMC was successfully convened in Chengdu, Sichuan Province, China, from August 15 to 18, under the theme, Advancing Scientific and Technological Innovation to Combat Climate Change. The conference was co-organized by the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences, CAAS, the Sichuan Academy of Agricultural Sciences, and Sichuan Agricultural University, with CIMMYT serving as the scientific and technology partner. The four-day event brought together more than 750 participants from 31 countries, including scientists, students, research leaders, industry representatives, and policymakers. A delegation of 12 scientists from CIMMYT, including scientists from CIMMYT offices in China, India, Kenya, Mexico, Nepal, and Zimbabwe, participated in the conference and shared their research, technical leadership, and regional experience across a range of areas, including maize genetic diversity, breeding, genomics, seed systems, climate resilience, nutritional quality, pest and disease resistance, and value chains. Many of them have also chaired various technical sessions, a unified response to global challenges. The Congress opened on 15 August with addresses from key figures including B.M. Prasanna, Managing Director BISA and AMP, CIMMYT Distinguished Scientist and Regional Director for Asia, Yang Zhenhai, Party Secretary of CAAS, Liu Chengming, Vice Chairman, Sichuan Provincial Committee of the CPPCC, and Zhang Zhenhua, Deputy Director of the Science and Technology Department of the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs. A central message echoed throughout the opening. In the face of increasingly severe global challenges, including climate change, extreme weather, and cross-border pest and disease transmission, no single country or institution can cope up with the challenges alone. The conference called for effective sharing and utilization of genetic resources and scientific and technological innovations as the two cornerstones of a resilient maize sector. This includes promoting climate-resilient, green, and sustainable production systems and building an open and inclusive Asian maize cooperation community. Maize is more than a crop. It is a biological feedstock for food and nutrition security, industrial growth, and a sustainable future for Asia. As climate change, pests, diseases, resource constraints, and market volatility intensify, we must accelerate efforts to unlock maize genetic diversity, breed for climate resilience, and nutritional quality, and move innovations from laboratories to the resource-constrained farmers in Asia through stronger seed systems and partnerships, said B.M. Prasanna. As Asia's largest producer and consumer of maize, China's role and commitment were also emphasized. CAAS has been instrumental in exploring breeding resources, upstream research, and impactful technologies. Notably, the precision control technology for high yield of corn intensive cultivation has already created million-acre demonstration areas across China, delivering significant large-scale increases in maize output. Representing a major maize-producing province, with over 28 million mu sown annually, scientists from the Sichuan province shared their practical experiences in developing hill area-suitable varieties like Chengdun and Sichuandan and scale-appropriate machinery, and have offered to deepen international cooperation in sharing improved seed, green technologies, and whole industry chain integration. The future of Asian maize science must be shaped by the needs of farmers. By bringing together advanced technologies, cutting-edge science, and strong partnerships with NERIs and farmers, CIMMYT can help accelerate innovations that make maize production more productive, resilient, and sustainable across the region, said Ashish Saxena. Key scientific and strategic consensus. The four-day conference featured several highly informative keynotes and presentations spread across 11 thematic sessions, panel discussions, and enterprise forums. The discussions crystallized into five key consensus points aimed at injecting new impetus into the industry's high-quality development. Experts from CIMMYT, including B.M. Prasanna, Ashish Saxena, P.H. Zaidi, Manj Gowda, and Tandad Luyo, chaired some key technical sessions on climate resilience, breeding, genomics, maize industry, and enabling policies. In addition to the 14th AMC events, a series of side meetings were organized by CIMMYT with national partners in the region, where specific needs and potential opportunities for collaboration with CIMMYT were discussed. Drs. Prasanna, Ashish, and Zhonghuhe, CIMMYT country representative for China, co-organized meetings with a team of scientists from agricultural academies of science from different provinces of China. A team of scientists from various countries in the region, including Bangladesh, India, Indonesia, Nepal, the Philippines, Vietnam, and scientists from CWANA region countries. Egypt, Azerbaijan, and the Kyrgyz Republic met with Ashish Saxena in a series of side meetings, shared their experiences, priorities, and expectations from CIMMYT. The 14th AMC enabled us to reconnect with NERI's partners from different countries across Asia and provided an excellent platform to learn about many new developments and achievements in maize, said P.H. Zaidi, CIMMYT maize physiologist and breeder, Asia. Bridging the gap, from lab to field. A significant focus was placed on breaking down barriers to scientific research and industrial transformation. This was exemplified by field visits. Participants toured Jianyang, Sichuan, on 16 August to witness firsthand improved varieties suitable for hill areas, cropping system diversification models, novel agricultural machinery suited for hilly terrains, and maize processing facilities. Industry innovations. The conference actively promoted the innovations from the private industry and public-private partnerships. Key technological advances in genomics and AI were showcased to demonstrate the rapidly evolving landscape and the possibility to bridge the gap between research and the market. As climate change, resource constraints, and evolving market demands continue to reshape agriculture, stronger regional partnerships will be essential to accelerate the exchange of knowledge, genetic resources, technologies, and expertise. The conference provided an important platform for representatives across countries, research institutions, and industries to reconnect, share experiences, and identify opportunities for deeper and impactful collaboration. The message from 14th AMC was clear. Building a resilient maize sector in Asia is a shared regional responsibility. By working across borders and institutions, and connecting science with farmers, Asia can harness innovations to make maize production more productive, sustainable, and resilient.